You're listening to episode 6 of Namaslai Inc., the podcast. This week, hosts Angelina and Nikki will be talking about your rebellious inner child. In this episode, they talk about healthy ways to celebrate your inner child, how to create your own natural high supply, and being B-A-D, bad. This is a wonderful episode to listen to if you experience the desire to let loose and rebel, but in a good way. This is Namaslai Inc., the podcast, episode 6.
Namaste.
All right. So today, and we've had some, you know, some posts in our page about today's topic. And for those who haven't seen any of the information or don't know, we're going to get into the rebellious inner child. But what we're going to start with, though, is a grounding exercise, yes. A beautiful mindfulness exercise, and let Angelina take it.
So this one's all about connecting with your inner child, and this is a really good practice to even just do with yourself. So maybe we could just start with taking just a really deep breath. That always helps. And then just feel your body melt into relaxation. Feel your eyes get heavy. Relax your jaw, your shoulders. Relax your belly, your legs, your feet. And just sink into this feeling of calm, relaxation. And I want you to create a mental image of yourself as a small child. Look at her hair, look at her eyes. Notice her attitude and her expressions. Just take it all in, the vision of you as a child. What sounds does she make? What scents are around her? And imagine a giant bubble on one side. And as you look closer, you see it's kind of like the pain and the hurt. This incredible little girl built a story behind every feeling. Maybe it's that I'm not worthy, I can't trust others, I can't have everything I want. Whatever the story is, we all do this. And stories aren't allowing us to live as vibrantly as we like. Just take a deep breath, and as you exhale, just let all that heaviness go away. Reach out to her. Big hug, hold her close with pure love, and watch this bubble diminish little by little, and watch it sweep away as you hug her, love her, hold her, and accept her. Take a look at her again and see a big bright bubble on the other side, and it's filled with laughter and creativity and dreams and love, and just witness it. Feel a smile come across your face. This is all yours. The doorway invites you to more joy, love, creativity. See how she just lights up, and reach your arms out to her and feel her pure love towards you. Bring the attention back to your breathing, feeling a hum, peace, and calm come over your entire body. You can open your eyes when you're ready.
Love it. So pretty.
So just a quick break in the show before we get too deep into conversation to read a review that one of our amazing listeners left over on Apple Podcasts. This one is from Jason's Girls, and it reads, "We can never have enough women supporting women in this world and lifting one another up. This podcast covers relevant issues with tips from life coaches on how to overcome obstacles within one's own self. They share personal stories so listeners get a sense of their vulnerabilities that we all feel as women and how far they have come individually, which can help give hope and direction to others. Let's keep spreading love to one another and empowering, taking good care of ourselves and each other." Thank you, Jason's Girls. I absolutely loved every single thing that you said, and especially that we need to start empowering and taking good care of ourselves and others. If you haven't already done so, please go leave us a review. It would mean the absolute world to us. I promise it only takes 10 to 20 seconds, depending on what you would want to say. All right, now back to the show.
Welcome. Thank you for joining. So we're talking about the inner child.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was so perfect. And you know, a lot comes up in those grounding exercises. And I was able to put myself there and to reflect on some childhood feelings and experiences. But it's so nice to be a grown woman, but to understand that there's always that inner child that needs nurturing, that needs recognition, celebrating. But, you know, as we get to this, you know, age in life where you learn that there are constructive, supportive, healthy ways to honor that inner child. So that's what we're going to get into today.
And then also, I think we kind of remember sometimes like the harder times might stand out, but there were times where you felt free or you felt creative and you were like playing and laughing and connecting with that side too and giving it an equally important place.
Yeah, I love that. So, you know, sometimes we get caught up in the busyness of life and we catch ourselves just going through the motions, and there are, it's innate in us to want to rebel when we're told no, or don't do that, or don't eat that, you know. And then the pressures, the normal everyday pressures of work, family, you know, we have that inner child that's just dying and bursting to get out and to let go, let loose. And so we have this acronym, BAD, B-A-D, and what that stands for is B is break free from your routine, A is act spontaneously, and D is do some fun stuff. So an exercise that I love to share with my clients is it's creating an adventure menu and creating what I call a personal nourishment menu. And
which my inner child says needs a better name.
You guys, we were like,
they were like that just like brings up memories of carrots.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know it means something different. But.
So what a personal nourishment menu actually is, it's those things that you put on your list of actions that you can take for yourself that make you feel relaxed and calm and where you're deserving of sweetness. I call it a personal nourishment menu. Angelina thought of that as she said the first thing that comes to mind is vegetables. So so what would you call it, Angelina?
So I would call it a natural high supply. Having a list of the things that really connect you and, you know, make you feel good.
I love that. Natural high supply. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to build our toolkit. And our toolkit of healthy, constructive, supportive mechanisms to go to when we're feeling rebellious, when we're feeling a little like F the world or F these responsibilities. And we have some fun items to add to our adventure menu. I don't know if I can come up with a more slick name than adventure menu. Do you have something?
Adventure. I mean, that's pretty well. There's curse words involved. Okay. So no,
we'll save that for another show. But you know, we're gonna do that. The adventure menu, the personal nourishment menu, and that's really just our. That's right there, a big chunk of the natural high.
An adventure menu. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty badass, right there.
Yeah. So what that entails is picking out some things that are unique to you that you know elicit the fun, the spirit of fun, or make you feel like you're being a bit rebellious, but not in a way that's harmful to yourself or to others. So some examples of my adventure menu would be playing hooky from everything, because with our busy schedules and having to answer to multiple emails in a day and phone calls and running from A to B and all of those things, playing hooky, not really skipping out on your responsibilities, you know, responsibly, mm-hmm. maybe rescheduling or postponing, however, just like detaching. And I love this. And Severina, our Nama sister, who is responsible for all of the content you see on our Namaslay page, all the posts, the graphics, the artwork, all those clever affirmations and lists. She came up with some cute stuff on the adventure list. Sneak into a movie. You know what a movie is? Like you buy a ticket. Well, back when we could go to the movies. And guys, when you are...
You wouldn't have to sneak any in anymore. They probably just let you ride in.
Yeah. When we can go back to the movies, you know, maybe something like buying a ticket for a particular movie, going in early and catching the end of other movies, or just, you know, something a little fun like that. I love this. Pole dance classes. So, you know, that kind of feels a little naughty and a little fun and a little rebellious. One of my personal favorites, running through sprinklers with a friend. Right. Shout out
Try
to,
that one.
Shout out to Danielle Wildflower. And we did that last night, actually. We were just walking down the street. And
coming home from dinner, yep.
Yeah, there's some sprinklers. Let's do it.
So it took me a while.
I'm like, come on. but those are some examples of the adventure menu. It's, you know, whatever works for you. There are action items that you can do exactly that. Put into action, physically do, and feel a little like you kind of blow off some steam in it.
I think the next time too, where you're like, oh no, I can't do that, or I shouldn't do that, or I'm gonna mess up my hair, just do it.
Yeah. Highly recommend it.
Go jump in the ocean, jump in the pool. You know, jump off that rock. Like, as silly as that sounds, like, I have little kids, so this is a little bit easier for me, I think. But my son and I go down this little trail, and we jump up on the rocks, and we, like, jump off and, like, pretend we're superheroes.
I love that.
And it's really fun. And you know what? I come back in a completely different mood, you know? So,
yeah.
Especially now with everybody's kind of, like, weird energy sometimes, it is kind of like nice for them to see that, because like I see people like snap out of their own stuff too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah and that's the thing, I love that
they're reminded of that inner child.
Yeah, I love that you bring that up, because we have it in us. We have these internal resources to tap into anytime, and when we're armed with these tools in our natural high supply toolkit. I love that. Those are the things that will give us that natural high and release those endorphins and make you feel connected to your inner child, mm-hmm. and instantly go to healthy choices instead of destructive, like drinking alcohol just to, you know,
feel better,
feel a little high for a minute, numb out, whatever. And so, I mean, that's just one example, but you guys get where we're going with it. And on into the personal nourishment menu. So let me clarify. It's not about
carrots.
It's not about your carrots.
I thought it was carrots.
So when I think of, when I put together a personal nourishment menu, and what I encourage others to do is things that make you feel calm, relaxed, nurtured. For me, it would be on my list of personal nourishment is a massage, facial, yoga, sensual pleasure that's just for myself, that no one else has to know about. Could be fresh flowers that I buy for myself, for the home, lighting candles, a meditation, hiring a housekeeper to, you know, pamper yourself, those types of things, pampering, loving, nurturing. Do you have some examples?
So I'm always one to jump in the ocean. I can't go to the beach and not jump in the ocean, so I'll start there.
The mermaid.
I also, like, do this silly thing where I, like, will collect really cool, like, rocks or shells, and I purposely look for it, you know? So that's one. And then, like, I'm always looking for something in nature, you know, to kind of bring home and, like, light up my day. That and, I don't know, a snuggle, like a, you know, baby snuggle. Or I mean, sometimes even just like a really nice hot bath and like throw some rose petals in there. And, you know.
Or how about deep conversation?
Yeah.
You know, deep conversation.
Connecting.
One-on-one or like with, you know, your closest girlfriends or some family members and
cartwheels.
Sorry, I forget the cartwheels.
Like widened cartwheels. Come up.
Yeah. So that is. Those are ways to construct a couple of different types of menus to celebrate and nurture your rebellious inner child and to be bad. Right. To be bad.
Be bad.
Break free from your routine, act spontaneously, and do some fun shit.
And might do some cartwheels today.
I know she will. She's not lying. And then, you know what, that's a great segue into happiness, and I'll let you take it.
You know, this is something that I'm just so deeply rooted to because I have suffered from genetic depression. Even like since I was very little. So even though I would consider myself, you know, a happy person, it's always like, you know, I go through my moments and I have really big shifts. And so I wanted to kind of like even that out. And through that just came across this amazing training. And a lot of it is about habit change, but you know, it's really kind of taking responsibility for your happiness and just owning it. Nobody else gets to own it. If somebody's like, you know, kind of brings you down, then that's kind of on them. You know, you have to be in a place where you're like, I'm responsible for my happiness. And if somebody has something negative to say, I'm only going to let it in so far. So it's like taking on those kinds of practices, also surrounding yourself around really like loving, nourishing, funny, fun people who like build you up and inspire the things that you love. And, you know, if I were to say like one thing that kind of like shift all that is just to kind of make a practice of, you know, smiling or doing kind things or sometimes just even switching your mind about, you know, something you feel about that's negative and turning it around.
So if I were to ask you, okay, I've heard you say several times, like even regardless of the circumstances, and even if someone is experiencing, it just has genetic depression or something out of their control. And what would be with all of that going on around you and with that internal uncontrolled battle, what would be a happiness technique that you could do in on the spot?
So I think really where the biggest shift happened is when it became a set of practices. So that first practice is really owning it. That's the foundation of it. And then it's like, you know, doing practices like we have one called the blame, shame, and complain game. And this is just to help you recognize how often you will blame, shame, or complain. So you blame somebody else. You're like, well, I'm in this job because I have to, or, you know, I blame my partner for, you know, like always having a bad attitude. And then, you know, I have to deal with it. So it brings me down, you know, but like even just that, like that blame, it lowers your frequency. Mm-hmm. And so every time you do it, it's catching it. And like, even just today, play it, like notice when you even in your own head blame somebody for something or you shame yourself for something, you're like, oh, well, I didn't do this right. Or, you know, I blame myself because I got myself into this like bad situation or, you know, and then any complaint, it could be something small, like it's too cold in here or it's too hot outside or, oh my God, I'm, you know, my car is dirty. I don't know. I mean, literally anything. And it's noticing how many negative thought patterns you have. The incredible thing is that we're actually built as humans to have these negative thought patterns because we needed it for survival. We needed to know when we were going to be in danger, when we were going to get hurt. And so our minds like shifted towards negative thinking. We can have up to like 60,000 negative thoughts in a day. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Once you change that one little thing and you start noticing how often you shame, blame, or complain, it's a game changer. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of other things like the surrounding yourself around good people, like, yeah. And there are many, many practices.
Yeah. I love that.
DM me.
I'm glad. DM her. Happiness practices. I love it. I know that's actually, I'm glad you brought that one up because we didn't talk about it beforehand and I was hoping you would bring that up because that's the first one you taught me in your program. Mm-hmm. and in the happiness techniques. And it's true. When you become mindful and aware of how often you blame, shame, or complain, you're able to take control and replace it with something. And I've been doing that. I've actually been putting that into practice and noticing when I do complain. That's been a big one for me lately. I've, you know, been a little busier than usual, which I'm grateful for, but it, you know, and I've been traveling for work. I'm happy to do that again, but at the same time, it just naturally brings up things to complain about, you know, your flight's delayed or just whatever. And meetings, you know, people aren't on time and just kind of messes up your schedule. I go to that complaint tank in my mind and to...
Especially tired.
Yeah. It's
you need a little baby violin. Remember when we used to do that? The little baby violin.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to play a baby violin for myself.
I mean, you'll look weird, but whatever. It'll be funny.
It is, you know, and that's the thing. Like, okay, just say to yourself, say your name to yourself. Come on, Nikki. This is what can I be grateful for? Mm-hmm. So replacing the complaints, the blame, shifting the shaming of self with things to be grateful for in that moment or just overall in life. So
for me with the depression, like it was because I look happy on the outside. There mm-hmm. isn't anybody that would say I was depressed. And that was because I was so, because I did it, dealt with it from, you know, when I was such a small child, mm-hmm. I learned how to kind of, when I was in public, to display myself in a different way. But the reality is when I was alone, I didn't really have the tools that I needed mm-hmm. to be able to like, and you know, you're not acting, you're not trying to be anything else, mm-hmm. you know, when you're alone with yourself. And that's when it's really important to kind of reflect on those thoughts. And the biggest game changer for me, because I also suffered from, you know, trauma-related PTSD. And so for me, that big game changer was like noticing how many of those thoughts were not good. And then once I noticed it, I was like, oh no, I'm just going to think of something else. And it took like a couple weeks practice. Hmm. Like literally it can be that soon. You can have relief that soon by just recognizing it and going, I'm not going to do that anymore. I do that a lot.
So choosing to do something different.
Yeah.
Choosing to replace.
Recognizing it first mm-hmm. and then just going, no, I'm not doing that anymore. Yeah. Bad.
Be bad in a good way. I like the direction that this is going because we in social media and in business, in public, whatever it is, we tend to show our best selves and, you know, people don't really know. what's really going on. And the reason is because I myself, throughout my childhood, I experienced low self-worth, and I was extremely rebellious, and I would do things to even hurt myself. I didn't know any better. And so through life experience, growth, the growth path, my personal development journey, I came to learn these things, especially throughout my training, as you know, my life coach training, I learned that there are ways to still have fun and feel, you know, live a little bit on the edge in a way that doesn't hurt. Like, and I know I'm just repeating, but I would like to reiterate that this is what this is all about. This topic is about finding those healthy replacements, mm-hmm. but still, still satisfying, you know, it's satiation and still satisfying those inner innate things that live in us that need nurturing.
And they can be silly things like karaoke or, you know, board game or, you know, like it doesn't have to be overly complicated. It can be, you know, just even doing that over the phone with friends, like, you know, playing some Cards Against Humanity. I don't know.
Prank calling people.
Oh my God.
Do you remember when we used to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Or just, like, it makes my stomach turn.
I know. I don't know if people do that still. I don't think you can prank call anyone these days with caller ID.
Right?
But back in the day, we used to get away with it. I don't know why that came up. No, but this is, you know, it's so much fun to step into a higher vibration, but to still have these go-tos. And that's mm-hmm. what it's all about is having the go-tos. So I encourage our listeners this week, this upcoming week, or even this weekend, sit down, put pen to paper, and write down a list of adventurous things for yourself and a list of nourishing things. And once again, this would be your natural high supply to go to, and choose one or two of those items on each list or one of the lists, and schedule it in for yourself. If it's a massage, if it's a facial, if it's on the adventure side, if it's taking a freestyle beatbox class or something that feels a little, you know, fun, it mm-hmm. taps into your inner child and adventure and something beatbox. New. MC Angelina, yeah.
I'm really not gonna do that.
Now we have to take a beatbox class,
know,
and we gotta show our skills. Yeah.
But anyone even seeing this after, I encourage you to make your natural high supply list, mm-hmm. you know, and your adventure list, and, you know, take note of those practices.
Ooh, skinny dipping.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's not anywhere too cold.
All right. I love it. But yeah, put those lists together and try a couple of them out and just have them to go to, you know, when you're feeling the stress, the pressure. Do you ever feel that feeling where your head's in a vice because you have so much going on and
yeah.
you feel overwhelmed, like you can't get to all of it, and how and what if, and all of the negative self-talk? Those are signs. Also be aware of the signs of when stress is coming in or when you're feeling a little rebellious. Be aware of those signs. Even write those down. What do those signs look like? Like for me, when I feel stress coming into my body, my mind space, I actually have a physical reaction. I feel like nerves in my stomach, and I feel like my throat tighten up. And I, like I said, I actually feel that tight tension feeling, like there's a vice on my head. And so that's the time to stop, recognize, forgive it, and understand that this is the time to nourish and nurture the inner child that allows yourself to have a little fun and release.
So. Yeah, so just don't be hard on yourself. You know, write the fun list on your mirror and dry erase.
Ooh,
you
I
know,
like
check them off. Do the whole damn list in a week.
I
you
love
know?
It. And Angelina, like, I don't know if you guys. I don't know if she wants me to share this, but she writes lists down in crayon, you guys.
Even in my banking job.
Do you?
I did it on purpose because the job's so serious that it would like lighten things up. And it was not great. I mean, I've done crayons too, but mostly like colored markers. Yeah. So
okay. I love that. So it's fun, simple little things.
Do a whole asset depletion in rainbow.
Did you really?
Oh yeah. I love that.
See guys, it's that simple. So I love this. I'm leaving this topic, this conversation, this space with such a sense of joy, and I am so grateful for the way that this evolved and the
Can't
way
wait
it unfolded.
To make my list.
I know, right? So you can create your list, and or maybe come up with some creative ideas if you're listening to the recording of this. Tag us at namaslay.inc on Instagram and
give us one awesome thing. Like pick your number one from your list and send it to us, comment. And I will say, I will even do a sweepstakes with, Ooh. You know, pick one person out to get the whole happiness coaching.
There you go. All right. So you guys heard it here. So submit your top adventure item. Is that where we're going? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So what you would put on your adventure list in your natural high supply of your a fun adventurous thing, tag us or put it in the comments in the post that is about the adventure list.
And I promise you'll learn so much about yourself too. It's really incredible.
Yeah. All right. And so the winner gets, what does the winner get?
Happy class.
Happiness teaching. I love it. All right. Do we have, you know, just off the top, a mantra that we could leave this with and just wrap up with that comes to mind?
Yeah. So I am deserving and I am worthy of every miracle life has to bring. And I'm open. I'm open, deserving, and worthy of open. All the miracles the universe has to offer.
Beautiful. All right, well, the inner child in us
loves the inner child.
Yeah. I love it. Have a beautiful rest of your day, everybody. Thank you for joining, for listening in, for participating. Ladies, namaste.